Well, I mean, it's not been tearing off at 100 miles an hour, has it? It's been quite level, shall we say. Yeah, there's nothing to be too wonderfully excited about as yet, but there's nothing to be too downhearted about. I think with any time a new manager comes in and perhaps a couple of new additions, it takes time to bed in. But it's going to take time. Hopefully, Uwe Rosler will get time and patience put on his shoulders. But again, time will tell. I think if you look at the Bruins, someone like Chris Wood, who has had a lot of clubs for a man that's only, I think, 23, 24 years old. So there's a responsibility on him. And as the young lads grow into it, as become famous at Leeds, they're going to have shoulder more responsibility going through the season. So it'll be the mixture that Uwe is looking for, the blend of the more experience with the energy and enthusiasm of the kids.
Yeah, Chris Wood finally got off the mark on Wednesday night. How important is that for him? And will he go on to hit a bit of a goal-scoring streak?
I think with any striker, regardless of how they come across, whether they look like they've got superhuman levels of confidence, they need to get that first goal and they need to have their collective goal-scoring ego massage. And they do that by getting off the mark and they do that by being as prolific as possible. In his career, he's had good patches where he's scored goals. He's been involved in teams that have got promoted. So it bodes well. It's about probably about getting the right kind of service into him, which is a collective responsibility for the team. So, yeah, I mean, whether he's the man to shoulder the burden for all the goals throughout the season, it remains to be seen. I think he probably needs a bit more help in that respect. But that's what squads are for and that's what transfer windows are for.
There has been some rumblings about the lack of goals Leeds have scored so far. What do you make of the way Ros has got them playing?
It's early season. I mean, obviously it'd be great to be top of the league at this time of year and set a bit of the pace, but it's a long, slow and steady progression throughout the season. So, as I said, hopefully it's a case of being patient. I'm sure the fans will be used to getting placated by the hierarchy about needing to stick with the team and needing to be there throughout the season. But again, the new manager comes in. I think he's owed that patience, but sooner rather than later, you want to be actually getting, I don't know, those wins on the board, don't you?
It is a new style of football that Rosler has got the team playing as well. It will take a little bit of time for players to adapt to that, won't it?
It is, but I mean, you look at the people that another player that's bought in Dallas who was so good at Brentford that as a creative outlet and chipping with goals, I think is a great addition. With regard to Neil Redfern being there, he was very much a play it through the third type of coach and building from the back. And as Uwe's shown at, especially at Brentford, that high pressing, very intense way of working did produce the goods for him. So it's tweaking. It's not necessarily he's coming and done wholesale changes to the way they play. It's adding different parts to the armoury. The players are there to be able to play a passing game, but the way the kind of tempo in the Championship is, they need that pressing, they need that high intensity. As I said, I was at the Wednesday Reading game last night, and it was just laboured, it was slow, it wasn't through any lack of endeavour or trying on the player's part. It just seemed to be a little bit, well, you have the ball for a little bit, we'll have the ball for a little bit, and nothing really came of anything.
I guess that could be because of the new coaching, new philosophies. When you look at Leeds, 3 draws out of 3, it means that this game is massive because the Whites still need to get that first win on the board.
Of course it is. And Leeds' Wednesday games are big, big games. Two iconic Yorkshire clubs, well, not just Yorkshire clubs, but clubs nationwide, that with the kind of history that they've both got would say we don't necessarily deserve to be in the Championship, but with recent performances, they're probably about where they should be at this moment in time. So, they're getting a win on the board is not just obviously for the points, but for the mental approach. I was at Wednesday a couple of years back when it took us, I think it was getting to double figures before we got our first win, which it's not necessarily the end of the world if there's a run where you're just kind of drawing more games than anything else. But it's the tangible element of winning, and it's what fans can hold on to, winning games. And as much as it's a labour of love sometimes for fans, it's always better to come back thinking, oh, well, we've kicked off an unbeaten run with wins here rather than draws, because it becomes a little bit boring after that, I think.
Yeah, you've just mentioned your time at Wednesday, and of course you spent some time at Leeds United as well. You must have played in quite a few of these Yorkshire derbies during your time. What can the players expect, and what's it like to play in one?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's what, if I look at it latterly, about when it came to the end of my playing career, about options, well, I say options, but the kind of scraps that were thrown off the table of where you could play football. And then when you measure it against playing, playing four Leeds United against whoever it is at a packed Ellen Road, take it as Sheffield Wednesday this weekend, for example, or playing for Sheffield Wednesday away at Ellen Road against Leeds. It was just, it's football how it's meant to be. And that's not me saying about, oh, playing in my day and all this type of stuff, but it's wonderful because fans are passionate, they're vocal. You know when you've done great, and more importantly, you know when you've done bad. And it adds to what you believe a football match to be like when you're a kid. You know, when you're having a kick around with your mates on the field, you don't envisage playing in front of one man and his dog, do you? You envisage playing in front of thousands of fans that you either send them away deliriously happy, or you send them away not happy and you know about it. So it's wonderful. A fan would think it would be it a Leeds fan or a Wednesday fan, it's as good as you think it is times a thousand. It's brilliant. You can't, it's trying to put it into words, it's more of a feeling. And as like I said, as much as they how great they think it is, it's so far beyond that. It's wonderful.
And what are you expecting from this weekend's games, Prutz? Which way do you think it's going to go?
Well, my gut feeling, I think the Wednesday performance that I saw last night has not been reflective of the way they've performed this season. They lack creativity and they lack any kind of real spark. Whereas if you look at the way Leeds have started and the kind of players that they've got, I think Leeds can cause them problems. Glenn Leuvens came off with an injury last night, so I don't know whether that's something to be monitored because he's such an important part of the Wednesday back line. But again, they've got Tom Lees there, who perhaps wasn't at the end of it as appreciated as he perhaps should be. I think I've got a lot of time for Tom Lees as a player and a person, and I think he was very diligent in the way he went about his job, unfussy, and perhaps has benefited from a change of scenery when he was quite obviously part of the furniture at Leeds and a succession of managers. Sometimes that happens, a player not necessarily falls out of favour, but I mean, becomes a bit unfashionable and has to move on to kickstart his career, which I think he has done.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about Tom Lees, who has obviously done really, really well at Sheffield Wednesday, but you look at Leeds United now with Belewski playing at centre-half, maybe he would have been the answer to partner Sol Bamba.
The few times that I saw Leeds last season, and you talk about Belushi, and he's a very wholehearted player, which is something I can relate to, but he can be a little bit rash sometimes, which is also something I could have related to. So there is an element of when he's got his head on and he's concentrating, he's a good defender, but the other element of that split second where he's lost a bit of focus, does he cost you? Bamba as well, I think he has got it in him to be a great leader and a good solid rock back there, as long as he sticks to what he's good at, which is defending. And I don't mean that with any disrespect by any imagination at all, because defending can be seen as something that's it's a bit of a lost art, really, in recent years, where, I mean, we're that bothered about ball-playing defenders that we forget that the job title is defending. So you concentrate what you do, because he's got some very talented players in front of him to be able to push forward and start any kind of attacks for Leeds. If they concentrate on being a solid back four, you and perhaps move one of the two holding midfielders helping out, then there is a creative wave there that they can utilise, especially with someone like Wood up front.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know we've kind of gone away with it, but a prediction for this weekend, perhaps.
That was my very roundabout way of avoiding a prediction for the result there, wasn't it? Let me think. Yeah, it was good though, wasn't it? I suppose you see Wood getting off the mark, Leeds at home, and with regard to Wednesday being pretty toothless, I'd presume a home win. I'll tell you what, let's put a bit of pressure on the new boys and say Dallas and Wood to score. 2-0 to at least.
Oh, that's a bold prediction there.
And we know what happens with all bold predictions. They're about as wide as a mark as you can possibly get.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see. It's a big game on Saturday. Pruts, thanks for talking to Radio Yorkshire.
It's a pleasure, John. I just hope, as we were mentioning just before we started this conversation, that when the goal comes and the camera's on, I actually realise I can talk about it with some form of insight.